Welcome to the Matt Report, the number one WordPress business podcast. This isn't geek speak. It's about the journey of success and failure as a WordPress entrepreneur. Get ready. You're just an episode away from your next aha experience or big idea. And now your host, Matt.
Hey, everybody, welcome to episode 53 of the Matt Report. If this is your first time finding me through iTunes or wherever, what is the show? This show is where I bring on people who are using WordPress to make a living. They're either selling WordPress products, consulting services, or they're authors and e-commerce folks who just look at WordPress as the platform that they're running their business on. They're not heavy into WordPress like some of my guests, but they need to know what it's like to live in this sort of WordPress world and to know who the players are and know where the software is going, because ultimately it's going to help them and their business in the long run. So what are we going to talk about today? I have four different topics that we're going to cover in today's podcast, and slightly different than what we normally do. So first I want to talk about where the Matt Report is going. What is this? How are we going to evolve our community, our audience, the content that we're putting out, that kind of thing? I got an announcement for the Matt Report WordPress Startup Challenge. This is a startup challenge that I'm doing. Some of you might have already seen this. If you haven't, I do have a blog post about that, and I will link it up in the show notes. I'm just returning from Pressnomics, which is an amazing WordPress business-focused event that happens once a year out in Arizona and put on by Pagely. And I have an interview of Josh Strebel, who's the founder of Pagely and the founder of this amazing event that he does with his wife. And then I'm going to dive into some of the biggest challenge questions and the results of those questions from my listeners. So stick around definitely for both of those segments. You're going to hear Josh talk about his Pressnomics event, where the WordPress economy is going, and what it's like to be the first person to start manage WordPress hosting as we know it, to now being in a super competitive market. And then listening to the biggest challenge, and hopefully some of the challenges that our listeners have been shooting over to me. If you haven't chimed in with any yet, maybe these will strike a chord with you. All right, so the first matter at hand is, where's the Matt Report going? So at first, I don't sell anything through the site. I just hopefully make a connection with you, make a connection with my WordPress studio, and we do have some themes that we offer. But I'm really looking at some increased cost, right, of the Matt Report. I want to do things at a higher level. I want to create some better stuff for you in the audience at large. How am I going to do that? Well, I'm going to need your help, right? I need you to give me some feedback on if there was a paid thing, whatever that thing might be at the Matt Report, what would it be? Would it be an exclusive membership? Would it be one-on-one consultation? Would it be a mastermind group? Are there materials from my guests that, you know, you would say, you know what, I'd give you a couple bucks to access this kind of thing? Just getting back from Pressnomics, as I alluded to before, a lot of folks are like, hey, you don't actually charge for anything on your site. And I don't. And I really haven't put that at the forefront. But the community is growing. I get a ton of emails. The startup challenge that I'm doing is super exciting. But what can I do? Because let's be honest, the bandwidth of downloads is really starting to increase. And we're talking about thousands of dollars now to operate this podcast. And I kind of need a new laptop to do this on. It'd be awesome if I could cover some of the expenses that this podcast incurs. So some of the things I'm throwing around is your membership level site that gives you special access to the content, either special content that my guests are recording with me one-on-one, sort of behind the scenes kind of thing. Could I offer you some educational courses on podcasting, blogging, marketing your WordPress site, things like that. And I don't want to just create it out of thin air. I'd really appreciate your feedback. Of course, I know no one likes to pay for anything. Free is always good. Trust me, I'm right there with you. But in order to bring this to a sustainable business or environment, I do have to start thinking of how to make a couple bucks doing this and spreading this kind of topic. So interested in your feedback, you can hit up the contact form over on the website, matreport.com/contact. At any point with anything, you can always email me. It's matreportblog@gmail.com or send me a tweet at matreport on Twitter. Love to hear what you have to say about that. So how can you give back to the stuff that I'm doing and reach the WordPress business community? Well, I'm going to be relaunching my site on a new theme that we're developing pretty soon, and I'm going to open it up to guest blogging. You know, it's a very old trade by now, but there are a lot of folks out there that have some great business experiences, and I really want the Matt Report to be that sort of that brand where folks are going to come to learn about the art of WordPress business, whether that be selling themes, some services, whatever it might be, plugins, some unique stuff with a startup challenge. I'm seeing a lot of unique things, and these folks have some great experiences. So I'm going to invite you to guest blog, right? If this is something that you are interested in doing, it would have to be some kind of educational piece. It can't just be a promo to your business. But if you've got a unique selling proposition or you want to show people how to harness a good or great unique selling proposition, write about that. You want to talk about how you get customers, talk about that. It has to do with sort of WordPress as its fundamental, you know, tool as part of the business. But anything like that, I'm more than willing to work with you as an author and publish your works over on the Matt Report. And it should be kind of exciting to start getting into that. Again, contact form, mattreport.com/contact, mattreportblog@gmail.com, or tweet to me at Matt Report, and we will get you set up with a guest account. So let's chat about the WordPress startup challenge that I'm doing. And I recorded the pilot episode last week. It was amazing. I can't wait to edit it. I still got to add in some more pro production stuff, I guess, for lack of a better word. I'm going to interview the judges now that it's over, and interview some of the guests that were on it and put it together in a much more quality fashion. But this was an amazing experience, not only to see the collaboration between judges and panel and guests, but just the amazing amount of talent that's still out there, how WordPress is still in its infancy as a startup solution, right? Something that you can build a startup on top of. So it was amazing to talk to these folks and to see the reaction and hear the reaction of the judges when these folks were pitching them as if they were real investors. So it's going to be pretty fun. It's a lot of work. It's pretty time consuming. There's 7 people at once, and these are people spread out all across the world. So logistics is very difficult. I suspect that that's going to be the issue moving forward, but we're going to work as hard as we can to kind of get that done. And it's going to be a tremendous learning process for everybody to be exposed at the startup level, to be a judge, and to give constructive criticism and feedback to these young entrepreneurs. And as the entrepreneur, just solid advice, right? And some good, solid feedback to validate what you're all about. Definitely stay tuned for that segment, and that's going to be pretty amazing. All right, so Pressnomics. What is this? Why should you care? You know, if you're somebody who's not really living in the WordPress world like I do, you know that there's WordCamps and there's WordPress meetups, and then there's the community forums and things like that. You know, Twitter's a great place to meet people. You might not even be interested in meeting some of these people because you might not be in the bowels of WordPress like we all are. But Pressnomics is a totally different animal. This is an event put on by the founders of Pagely, Josh Strebel, and he and Sally Strebel, excuse me. They put on this show, this event for the entrepreneurs of WordPress. These are folks who are literally on the show, and you know, some of the folks that you may have already listened to that I met out at Pressnomics: Corey Miller, Thomas Griffin, you know, Bill Erickson. All these folks, Chris Lemma, and I'm forgetting a whole bunch of people, and the audience that's listening right now, thanks for coming up to me at Pressnomics and shaking my hand. I'm glad that that this podcast, you know, does you right. You know, it's humbling to hear folks say that this really helps, and this is why I do it. You know, there is no other reason. So You head out to Pressnomics for what? To connect with other entrepreneurs, other like-minded WordPress business folk, right? How are you running your business? What are your challenges? This is the same, you're having the same dialogue that we have every single week, but in a very hyper-focused environment, right? You're in Phoenix, Arizona, an amazing hotel, you know, with just a great group of folks. And this is what they promote about the event is, it's not all about the sessions, right? So there's a single track. This isn't like a WordCamp where there's multiple tracks, like 20 speakers. You know, this is a collection of, you know, 18 to 20 or so speakers. And, you know, this is one track. Everyone gets in the same room. We all listen to one person talk at a time. And then we listen to a couple back to back, and then we break. And it's that break that that you really start to get in the groove of Pressnomics, right? This is the magic of Pressnomics is we heard some amazing people talk, and now hundreds of amazing people walk out of the conference room to grab a snack, and we start chatting in the hallways. Weather's nice, of course, so we're sitting outside enjoying the sun, chatting there, and things are really happening. I wrote a blog post about this that I'll also link up, and the highlight of it was competition, right? And this, I could sense the competition in the air, and I think that's how I put it in my blog post, not in a bad way, right? But competitive amongst the individual, like they are competing to, like, I'm here to learn so I can get better, to build a better business. In the same sense, competition literally sitting right next to them. I sat next to Troy Dean, who also runs another WordPress business podcast, slightly different than mine, WP Elevation. Here's a guy from Australia who's, you know, really kicking butt with what he's doing. And it was tremendous to kind of chat with him and brainstorm. At the end of the day, we're all vying for your eyeballs and your ears to listen to us and tune in. And I'm just going to work harder to produce a better show for you. And, you know, that's what my challenge is. That's the Matt Report's biggest challenge. But when you're in a room with all these people, it's just tremendous. And you get to meet these people that are awesome in the WordPress community. It's, you know, just a great experience, and I can't recommend it enough. And they're all also doing it for a great cause, right? So Sally puts a lot of emotion, a lot of time, a lot of sweat equity into this. And she's also raising, they raised $6,000 for the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And that's also amazing, right? So a lot of the folks there are doing really well with their WordPress businesses, and they can afford to go out there and to help raise this awareness. It helps everybody, you know, not just the individual founder. So it was great to see that. And worth the 2 days. I can't wait for next year. Can't wait to stay out there a little bit longer so I don't get so jet lagged. But without further ado, here's my interview with Josh. And we recorded this in the actual showroom ballroom. So there is some background noise. Do apologize for that. But here's 15 minutes of Josh talking about where Page is going, what Pressnomics is all about, and where he sees the competition as I kind of threw him into my famous curveball question.
So I'm here with Josh Strebel of Pagely at the wonderful Pressnomics, which is just a pleasure to be at because we need this business stuff. That's what I talk about on this podcast. So Josh, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, Matt. Thanks for coming to Pressnomics.
It's an absolute pleasure. It's been awesome. First day one for me, first year for me. It's been tremendous. Some of the feedback that I'm getting from folks, the speakers are great. Why Pressnomics? I know you said that it was a Dre and vodka collaboration, but why the business side of it?
Well, you know, as a business owner in the WordPress community, we would go to WordCamps and we would do the speaking thing and we'd help the end user and the customer. But after you do a dozen of those, the interesting parts became the hallway conversations. Going to a WordCamp, the value started decreasing for us because, you know, it's kind of the same thing over and over. But the hallway conversations were so good because now you're interacting with your peers, you're discussing, you know, monetization strategies around WordPress and what's working for one person versus another. And so the idea was really, let's make that the conference. Let's do a conference just for that. And I'll be the first one to say I wasn't the one to have the idea first, but as they always say, it's all about execution. So Pressnomics was that idea finally realized.
One of the things that I've been hearing from folks who listen to the show here, especially last night at the after party, was this is great. Like, the podcast is great. I'm so happy to have people talk about the business side of things, and that WordPress's community seems afraid to talk about business. Like, you might not want to talk about monetization at a WordCamp. Are we starting to see that go away, and will WordCamp kind of mature and allow people to talk about that stuff?
Well, it's going to have to. I think sometimes the ideology of the open source democracy, everything's, you know, we give, it's we're doing it of our own free will and volition for the betterment of the community. That's great, but that doesn't always translate to food on the table for a lot of people. There's obviously some that it does, and they can do that very well. But at the end of the day, bills have to get paid, lights have to stay on. So if you're not, I think you can do both. I think you can contribute to the betterment of something as well as make a tidy sum for yourself.
And we're definitely seeing that with this whole sustainability, right? Plugin developers are seeing it. Theme designers are seeing it. Like, you got to charge a little bit more than $29 and give unlimited access to everything. Is this going to help WordPress become a more recognizable solution to the corporate end or the corporate spectrum, or for people up on that echelon to say, you know what, WordPress is viable because we see it as a true platform to build upon?
I would think yes. Look at it this way. If you're a Fortune 50 or a Fortune 100 and you're researching a solution, are you going to go with the solution that has another Fortune 50 type ecosystem behind it? You know, there's plenty of players. You know you're going to have paid support. It's not going to disappear tomorrow. Or are you going to go with a solution that has a lot of feel good and a lot of great smart people in it, but it's kind of like, who's ultimately responsible for this? You know, and so I think as the ecosystem matures and you have things starting to happen at scale, larger consultancy companies, plug-in shops that are doing, you know, tens of millions of sales instead of just a few million in sales, that's going to really help everybody's comfort level across the ground. You know, I think Automatic's VIP service and such is a good example of that, because they've, you know, they're of a size that other people of size are going to feel okay making that investment. But they can't be the only one in the market. So it's time for some of these other players to begin to rise to that size.
Does that mean Pagely is going to go into that realm and go after sort of that enterprise grade?
Well, yeah. And I think we're not going to be the only ones. We started the whole managed WordPress hosting thing a few years ago, and we tried not to get too out of our core focus, but we certainly helped the enterprise down to the personal blogger. And, you know, they are two different masters for sure.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about being the first and having all these other folks follow suit. In terms of WordPress and open source, and everyone loves each other, we all shake hands. What happens when Pagely, WP Engine, and ZippyKid walk into a bar?
You know, that actually happened in WordCamp San Francisco a year ago, and the world didn't end.
Yep.
It was actually quite nice. We shared some scotch and, you know, talked about kids and, you know, the things normal people do. I think most of that drama is community-driven, not interpersonal-driven. But being first, there's that whole first-mover advantage. All it's done is put a target on our back. And so I think from day one, you plant your flag and say, look, we're doing a new thing, and you're going to have a lot of smart people trying to instantly, you know, do your smart thing a little better. And so that puts us in a really fun position, because then you get to, you know, kind of play that cat and mouse game and continue to innovate and push, and ultimately that's good for everybody. So
that's awesome. So let's talk about that a little bit. Now, I'm starting to see other sort of micro-managed hostings pop up. Flywheel comes to mind. I've seen a few others. Advice to folks that are actually doing this, like maybe somebody who wants to just funnel down to WordPress hosting for used cars. I don't know, just throw it out there. Any advice for folks starting this kind of business?
Well, don't do it. only from the sense of it's hard. It is really hard. Because think about it this way. If your cell phone service goes down, you want to kill AT&T. You have no love for Verizon when your text message doesn't go through. Being a service provider at that sort of level, it's really hard, and sometimes it's really thankless if the inevitable problem happens. But at the same time, it's all really fulfilling and a lot of fun when people that have been having problems in the past come to your service and they get the better results, the better speed, the better security. And you feel like, right, fine, we're winning. But it's something that takes a lot of money and resources to do well. And so I would caution just, oh, I'm going to stand up my own server and start doing hosting. Because the first time that server goes down, you're out of business.
Yeah. Well, my background is I used to manage an ISP that had a few thousand hosting customers, like when cPanel first came out, and I was the admin for that, and then I was a product manager for that. And when we had outages, there were folks freaking out, paying like $10 a month for hosting. And it's like, but you're only paying $10 a month for hosting. In the grand scheme of things, what did you expect? What are your thoughts on pricing and stuff like that?
Always price more, because it attracts the customer that is better to deal with. I mean, it's fascinating. You don't ever want to stereotype customers, and all customers are good customers, but there are certainly different type of customers. We would have a 10-minute server blip where our database cluster in Virginia is resetting. I have $10,000 a month customers that the head of IT sends me an email, hey guys, I'm sure you're on it, just want to make sure you know. End of story. Stuff's back up, because they realize that stuff happens, and they're just trusting us to take care of it. But then you have the $12 a month real estate guy who is going to go to Twitter and lambast and call you everything and your mother and your son bad names because their real estate blog that gets 3 hits a month was down for 10 minutes. And we still never want that to happen, but there's certainly different types of customers out there.
Yeah. So it sounds like you get a good spectrum, good broad range of the smaller client to the larger client. Sounds just like a lot of the freelancers who listen to this show. You know, they're struggling with getting out of the $500 client. They want to get to the $10,000 client. In the hosting world, what is that like for you? Do you fly out and have some golf games with these folks? And how does Josh land these deals? Are you the sales lead at the place?
No, we actually got a great director of marketing and sales to do a lot of that for us now. But the answer to your question comes back to earlier. It's about viability. When you've proven your company to be viable and you're not going anywhere and you have some longevity and you've got some results to show, those types of customers will start to find you and put money in your hand. It's a lot harder to go sell somebody like that when you have no proven track record.
Definitely. So Pressnomics, are we going to see multiples pop up in the next couple of years, or is it just going to be one time, one shot out in Arizona?
I think a lot of the value here is that it's a destination event, because if you start doing too many of them, it loses some of its value. So the fact that it's one and everybody comes to Phoenix for it, I think kind of makes it special.
Awesome, awesome. Let's jump into the lightning round where I throw out a few quick questions and you have a few quick answers. Your favorite plugin?
W3 Total Cache. Wait, I take that back. Types.
That is a good plugin. Your favorite WordPress or business book?
My favorite, I don't think I've ever read a WordPress book, to be honest. My favorite business book is The Richest Man in Babylon.
Your best career advice you ever received?
They can always, they can beat you with money, but they can never beat you with heart.
That's tremendous. What is the quote you live or run your business by?
Talk less, do more.
Nice. What is the biggest challenge for Pagely today?
Keeping up.
Keeping the servers up or keeping the business up?
Keeping up with the pace of things. Okay. You know, we're growing. The ecosystem is growing. Our customer headcount's growing. So just, I'm a dad. I'm going to have another son. Just keeping up.
Yeah, nice. That's awesome. So just like the entrepreneurial struggle day to day, it affects you much like it affects everybody, and we just continue to work through it. And Phoenix area is going through that whole startup. We want to be like Silicon Valley, New York, stuff like that. And you are leading the charge in that, you know, with bringing events like this here. So it's, you know, I appreciate it, and I'm sure the WordPress community appreciates it.
Well, you guys keep coming. We'll keep doing it.
Awesome. Well, Josh, it's been great. I love the event. It's been fun. And I thank you for doing the show.
Thank you, Matt.
All right, Josh. Thanks.
So that was an amazing interview with Josh. And again, thanks, Josh, for taking the time to sit down with me. He's super busy during this event, as one could imagine. Just good to hear that, hey, these figureheads, these respected entrepreneurs in the WordPress world are just like you and I, struggling with the same exact kind of issues, just maybe with an extra zero on the end of it. We're all getting through this together. Kudos to everyone who tries to do this. And this is one of the greatest things about the WordPress ecosystem, is that especially at events like this, real people, same challenges, willing to sit down and talk to you, to give them advice or to give us advice, to help us with our own endeavors. Amazing, amazing stuff. So a while back, I polled my email list, matreport.com/subscribe. Join that mailing list. What your number one challenge is with your WordPress business. So we're going to look at the top three challenges that folks replied with, and we'll chat about it for a little bit. The number one challenge, can anybody guess real quick? Maybe it's the same answer you submitted. What the number one challenge is out of the 50 or so folks who replied? The number one challenge was traffic. How do they get more traffic to their website, to see their portfolio, to see their products, to see their services? How do they get more traffic to their blog so that they can get more readers, get more eyeballs on the content, hopefully sign up for the mailing list or follow them at some kind of social channel, things like that. Whatever that traffic was to them, whatever it meant to them, they simply wanted more of it. So very interesting to kind of hear that. One of the things I was thinking of was, well, maybe it'll be, how do I create the next correct idea, or not correct idea, but what's the next product? What's the thing that I can solve? That's my challenge. But it wasn't, it was all about traffic. I sort of lumped this one together. The number two challenge was all about the client. How do I charge more? How do I get out of that $500 client or rut that we talk about? Getting them to pay on time. We invoice these folks and sometimes we don't get paid 30, 60, 90 days later. How do we stop being a bank for our clients? And how can we get them to understand that, hey, our time is valuable just like their time is valuable? Getting them to see the value and how to manage this growth. So that's kind of two in one right there. How do we get them to see that our time is worth it? The product we're putting out is quality work, or the product that we're selling took a lot of time and effort to build. So how do we convey that to our client? And then how do we manage all this growth as we continue to grow? More employees, more overhead, more investment into R&D, research and development. How do we kind of manage all that? So that was number two. I sort of lumped that together. It's all about the client and this whole ecosystem of growth and dealing with clients. Third, or what I'll consider the B round of pain points, and the first two are obviously two majors, getting more traffic and then dealing with this traffic once they get to our site. But the third would be the B round of pain points, getting good help, getting better at WordPress programming, finding the right framework, that kind of thing. Those were kind of all sprinkled in, sort of a little bit more chaotic, but that was also on folks' minds, getting the good help, getting better at programming. And look, I think that with the B round questions, you take a step back and you say, okay, if I'm not good at programming, let's use that as an example. Well, if I've gotten this far and I've got some revenue coming in, I've built a business, and I always talk about this, take a step back, get somebody in that position to take that over for you, right? Hire a real developer. There's a ton of WordPress developers out there, even though they seem scarce. There are some people out there, and there's always new blood coming onto the scene, which is good. Take a step back, get somebody else to do that for you, and focus on the big picture. So this might not come as a surprise, but I am consulting folks who have contacted me who are running their WordPress service business or product business. And that's going back to what I asked about earlier. How do I monetize the Matreport? Yeah, I can continue to do consulting. But, as we all know, multiple revenue streams is always a good thing. But this particular story and this particular person's case, one that I met out in WordCamp Chicago over this past summer, this person has sort of kind of bared it all for me and kind of talked about their particular situation. And they're just like me, right? They are who I am, and they are a project manager. They are technical enough to understand this stuff and kind of put the pieces of the puzzle together, but they're not developers and they're not designers, and they want to focus on building their business and not just doing the work. So I joke about not understanding like the technical side of things, and I say I can barely write HTML. That's something just of entertainment value that I'm putting out there. But the real fact is I do understand this tech side. I'm not my day job is no longer developing and front end designing and stuff like that. I do employ people who do that for me now, but you do have to have some kind of technical knowledge, right? Because without at least that fundamental sort of how to, like, can I position things here and put things there, and how will I solve sort of this, you know, capturing that data? You kind of need to know that, right? Or you need to get somebody on your team who does that, can sort of assist you in a sales call, because when you really ultimately want to scale, you're going to be talking about some bigger projects, right? You're either going to go, you know, in an extreme vertical, right? And you're going to get bigger dollars, you know, month after month, year after year per project, or you're going to scale horizontally, continue to sell at the same price point of $500, $1,000, but just do more of that, right? So you always got to ask yourself, where do I want to be? What do I want to scale to, right? Set these goals, kind of envision where you want to be in 6 months to a year, and 5 years if you want to go that far, but have this plan, at least this vision that you're trying to attain every single day, because I honestly, there is no other way to really to forecast that stuff without kind of setting these goals and trying to achieve them. It's how all the great businesses start, not just a boatload of cash and figure it out as you go, but you have this vision to change the world in your own little way. This particular person who reached out, you know, said that it's very difficult for me to kind of convey this to the client, right? It's very difficult for me to say, well, I'm not a developer, I'm not a designer, sort of afraid that, well, I'll just go find another developer or designer, right? If you're saying you're not a developer or designer, what do I need you for? On the contrary, I think you need to talk to somebody who's not a developer and designer. Now, before you all start, all you developers and designers out there start throwing stuff at me, I think it's a very valid point that in the pre-sales, into sales, into project management phases, that you have a solid fundamental understanding of this person's business, right? You know what these pain points are that they're dealing with. Sometimes the person's going to be the wrong client. Don't get me wrong. You don't want to have to understand, you know, if somebody comes to you, I need a website because my business is failing, that should be a red flag right there. Stay away from this person because they're only going to bring you down if they haven't been successful selling themselves through this amount of time. But somebody that comes to you and says, look, I need to be at this level. Here's the level I'm at. I'm looking to invest, not just buy a website, but invest into a website so that I can get to this next stage. You know, I'm a pizza shop and I've got, you know, a brick and mortar store, but I really want to start growing my audience or doing email newsletter specials, things like that. And you can show them how to get there. And you're going to show them how to get there based on value. Now, this is the important part, and I wrote about this before. Many others have talked about this. You're not going to convey value through, you know, a particular PSD that you design or a, you know, line of code. Your value is going to, you're to kind of convey that value, you're going to say, okay, this entire solution, my X number of years of developing this stuff, my experiences with other clients, you know, I know that if we do this and we do it in these phases, in these steps, we use these, you know, tools, whether it be WordPress or plugins or themes or marketing campaigns, this is what's going to get your results, right? That's the value you're going to show them. You're going to show them by signing with me, we're going to work towards hitting your own business goals. And we're not talking about lines of code or design at this point. We're talking about trust. We're talking about engaging the client, helping them get to a level that some, you know, geek in a basement is not going to do for them, right? In the world of analytics and all this stuff and the way SEO is changing, guess what? It's becoming very real again, right? And it's handshakes and it's trust and it's guidance. And that's what's really going to secure deals now. You're not going to be out there stuffing keywords, best WordPress developer, designer, you know, in the country. It's going to be networking, making these connections, growing an audience organically, and then making them feel secure with you and their decisions to sign with you. So that's how, you know, that's sort of how I approach it. And I wouldn't be afraid of saying that you're not a developer and a designer. And you do that by slowing the customer down and being honest with them. It, you know, don't say you're a web designer. I bring this up all the time in my talks at WordCamps. You don't say you're a WordPress designer, or excuse me, you're just a web designer. You don't, because why? You're going to say you're a designer, then they're going to expect you to design things, right? And if that's not your intrinsic you know, skill, this is not something that you are truly loving to do or born with, why even put that up there? Why? Because it's a keyword and people are going to find you that way? Who, you know, what's the point? You know, just be honest. Like, I am really great at what? If it's a designer, good. But if it's marketing or creating business or networking or, you know, guiding these people to the right solution, then that's what you should be. You know, I know people aren't looking for, hey, the best well-rounded guidance for websites. I mean, that's not a keyword, but again, We're gonna cultivate an audience by connecting with others and being real again and getting out of our seats and finding people at local workshops or you know, business events. Start your own, right? Use the tools we have in front of us to start your own and grow your audience, much like I've been doing with the Matt Report. It's a lot of work, super lot of work. That's not even a word, but that doing this is a lot of time and effort. But hopefully, after this has been a year and I've met a lot of great people, you know, it continues to elevate myself, right, and the folks around me. So get out there, get it done in your way. Don't copy somebody else, and don't be afraid of what skills you might think you lack, because on the flip side is you have these other skills that are going to, you know, overshadow some of these more technical things, right, that you assume people are looking for. So does that make sense? This is the first solo podcast I've done, so I'm kind of like looking out into my studio and like throwing my hands around as if somebody were here talking to me. So let me know what you think about this podcast. You know, I did have the interview here with Josh, which was great, but this is the first time I've ever just sat in front of the mic and chatted without a video camera on me and in a long, more long format. So let me know what you think. What did we cover today? We covered about, you know, who I am, what this podcast is all about, where we're going. I would love to get your feedback on what you think it is I can offer you as an additional service. Sure, I'm asking for a couple of bucks. I'll let you be the judge. I don't want to just come up with it and come out of nowhere and all of a sudden, hey, there's something I got to pay for on the site. Boo. I kind of want to reach out to you and you let me know what you think I should do about that, if anything at all. Would be great. We also covered the top challenge questions that you folks have, and if you if this is you, if you submitted these questions, have you solved them? You know, what have you done to kind of get yourself out of these struggles or these roadblocks? And what are your new challenges? Did you all of a sudden get to the $10,000 client like so many of us have, and now all of a sudden it's like, oh boy, now this is just another zero, and now these projects take 6 months instead of 2 months. What are you doing to sort of solve that? Let me know. Of course, a great interview with Josh and his event, Pressnomics. Pagely, of course, is the company he runs. So I really appreciate the time he took to talk to us about that. Amazing stuff. MattReport.com/subscribe. Join the mailing list. I'd really appreciate it. Anytime for anything, send me an email, mattreportblog@gmail.com. Leave a comment on the blog. Shoot me a tweet on Twitter, @MattReport. Anything like that works. 5-star review in iTunes would also be amazing. A lot of folks have left their review, and I do appreciate it. So until next time, everybody, thanks a lot.